Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brent Strom. Pitching for the New York Mets, Brent Strom. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Strom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strom hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Metzger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson catches it and throws to second to double up Cedeno. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball towards right. Milner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Milner. Helms goes all the way around to score. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. Jones moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lute Barnes pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Rauch now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Helms reaches second base with a double. Rader goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Astros. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cedeno moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cedeno moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Wynn scores. It's 8-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyer moves to second. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Bob Rauch. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Dyer moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dyer tags and scores. Harrelson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-1, Astros. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boswell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Astros. Fred Gladding now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crane Pool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Jones reaches second base with a double. Milner scores. Crane Pool moves to third. It's 8-5, Astros. Jim Ray now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crane Pool scores. Jones scores. It's 8-7, Astros. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 7. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Koosman now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Helms is hit by the pitch. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Helms moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cedeno is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Tom Griffin now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Milner bunts towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. Agee scores. Boswell moves to third. Milner moves to second. It's Mets, 8, Astros, 8. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Milner scores. There goes Cranepool trying to get to third. Cedeno throws the ball into Rader, who tags Cranepool for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. It's 10-8, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 11-8, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dyer is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. George Culver now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Metzger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Astros 8. The Astros will come to bat. Willie Mays now playing center field. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Houston Astros, 8. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.